the last Ukrainian troops holding out in the strategic port. That's according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said that he would be meeting in Kyiv with two top American officials later, and what was the 60th day since the invasion began. Zelensky gave very few details about the logistics of his upcoming talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but told reporters he expected results, not just presents or some kind of cakes. We are expecting specific things and specific weapons. It would be the first high-level U.S. trip to Kyiv since before the war began on February 24th. While visiting Poland in March, Blinken stepped briefly onto Ukrainian soil to meet with the country's foreign minister. Zelensky's last face-to-face meeting with a U.S. leader was February 19th in Munich with Vice President Kamala Harris. In Mariupol, Russian forces have continued to pummel the besieged plant, hitting it with airstrikes, including by long-range aircraft. The Ukrainian military said Saturday it destroyed a Russian command post in Kherson, a southern city that fell to Russian forces early in the war. The Ukrainian Military Intelligence Agency posted a statement saying the command post was hit on Friday and two generals were killed and one was critically wounded. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an online interview that 50 senior Russian officers were in the command center when it came under attack. He said their fate was unknown. The Russian military did not comment on the claim, which could not be confirmed. This is VOA News. Japan's guard says that 10 of the 26 people aboard a tour boat that sank in the frigid waters of Northern National Park have been confirmed dead. The search for the others is still ongoing a day after the boat sent a distress call saying it was sinking. The Coast Guard says the bodies of the 10 victims included 7 men and 3 women. There were 2 crew and 24 passengers, including 2 children, on the tour boat when it ran into troubles on Saturday afternoon near the tip of Shiretoko Peninsula. The location is known as a difficult place to maneuver boats because of its rocky coastline. The Transport Ministry has launched an investigation into the boat's operator, which had 2 accidents last year. French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen arrived at a polling station in Hénin Beaumont on Sunday to cast her ballot in the country's presidential election. Le Pen's support in France's electorate has grown during this campaign to her highest level ever, and much will depend Sunday on how many people turn out to vote. She's up against incumbent Emmanuel Macron, who is seeking a second term. All opinion polls in recent days converge toward a win for Macron, yet the margin over his 53-year-old far-right rival varies broadly from 6 to 15 percentage points, depending on the poll. Polls also forecast a possibly record-high number of people who will either cast a blank vote or not vote at all. Nigeria police and other officials say more than 50 people were killed and many injured in an explosion that rocked an illegal oil refinery in southeastern Nigeria. The death toll may be more than 100, according to a report in the Lagos-based Punch newspaper. The fire is reported to have spread to nearby homes. The Imo State Commissioner for Information says the fire broke out Friday night and quickly spread to 2 fuel storage areas at the crude oil refinery, causing the complex to be engulfed by fire, which spread rapidly within the area. He says the cause of the explosion and the extent of the deaths, injuries, and damage are being investigated. The World Health Organization says at least 1 death has been reported in connection with a mysterious liver disease outbreak affecting children in Europe and the United States. The UN Health Agency said late Saturday that it has so far received reports of at least 169 cases of acute hepatitis of unknown origin from a dozen countries. The cases were reported in children aged 1 month to 16 years old. 17 of those who fell ill required liver transplants. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1.